You're listening to Boise State Public Radio, and I'm Adam Cotterell. When Idaho's newest congressman, Raul Labrador, signed up for NBC's Meet the Press just a week after taking office, he likely didn't plan on discussing gun control. But after the Saturday shooting of Arizona member of Congress Gabrielle Giffords, that's one of the directions Sunday morning's panel discussion turned.
Washington, D.C. last week had 7 murders. And they have some of the most strictest gun laws in the United States. So I don't know that it's the gun laws that are going to make the difference.
Labrador did emphasize the need to tone down political rhetoric.
We have to be careful not to blame one side or the other, because both sides are guilty of this. You have extremes on both sides. You have crazy people on both sides. Your job as a leader is to talk to the people in a reasonable way, to have a rational conversation with the people in your district.
This is a sentiment being echoed by many on all sides of the political spectrum. A panel of Idaho lawmakers reviewed the state's economy in advance of today's opening of the legislature. They heard testimony from experts from the private sector as well as state government. And as Boise State Public Radio's Scott Key reports, although the recession is over and economists predict growth in certain sectors, many have not yet felt the effects of an economic recovery.
There's some really good news, and that is the recession is over. It ended about a year and a half ago. The bad news is it doesn't feel like the recovery started.
Derek Santos is the state's chief economist. He says high rates of unemployment, underemployment, and only a modest uptick in economic growth has kept personal income from recovering strongly. Bob Thick of Idaho's Department of Labor detailed the extent of state job losses.
Idaho's job loss since the recession began was among the worst nationally and regionally. At 8.1%, the state's job loss from October 2007 through this October was second only to Nevada among all the bordering states and sixth among all the states.
But as Santos said, the recession is over. How can the economy be growing and unemployment be so high?
Output has been growing in the nation. We know that's happening. And we also know employment for the large part of that time has been decreasing. And that seems like that's not possible. Well, it is when you take productivity into consideration. And productivity simply is how much you get out of a person working. Productivity has been growing very strong.
That means companies have been getting more work out of the employees they already have. Santos says companies can only get so much work out of these employees. When that point is reached, they'll start hiring again.
There's a cautiousness on the part of businesses to hire. Hiring people is very expensive. And you don't want to do it unless you're absolutely certain as you can get, whether you'll need them down the road.
Santos also says, unlike past recoveries, housing has not helped lead the economy back to growth. In fact, declines in housing starts and prices led the economy into recession. John Eaton of the Idaho Association of Realtors says 2010 saw an increase in the number of homes sold over the previous year, but the number of homes and their prices remained low.
These number of homes that were sold in those markets were comparable to 2001-2002 numbers. That is pretty much indicative of the state. But we do see continued price declines. Even though we're selling more homes, they're selling for less money.
But the news is not all bad. Santos, the state's chief economist, forecasts personal income will rise during the next 2 fiscal years by 3.4%. He also says employment in mining and services, especially healthcare, continues to grow. For Boise State Public Radio, I'm Scott Key.
As lawmakers sounded the economic waters Friday, Idaho's December unemployment numbers came out. Idaho now has a higher percentage of people out of work than the nation as a whole. That's the first time that's happened in nearly a decade. Idaho's unemployment went up a tenth of a point to 9.5%, and the national average dropped 0.2 to 9.4%. Idaho Governor Butch Otter has accepted the resignation of Royce Chigbrow, chair of the Idaho Tax Commission. The Tax Commission has been the subject of controversy for some time. Some current and former employees allege corruption. Lately, the attention has turned to Chigbrow himself, with accusations he has used his influence to help a friend in a tax dispute and to aid clients of his son. Otter appointed Chigbrow to the post and, after receiving his resignation, called him a friend and trusted advisor. Today at 1 o'clock, Governor Otter delivers his annual State of the State address. We'll air that live on KBSX 91.5, along with live analysis from Boise State University political science professor John Freemuth. That's at 1 o'clock on KBSX 91.5. From Boise State Public Radio, I'm Adam Cotterell.